Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning in the case of Eric. This is News for the Heart. We're getting to the heart of what matters. I have Eric Altman with me on the line. I also have Deborah Bell, and we are going to, I think we're going to talk a little bit about spring cleaning. We also want to, of course, talk about our support group that's going really well, and it's just about to go into its second month. Yeah, I think it would be nice to maybe start off with a bit of a grounding meditation to get us sort of all prepared for the information we're going to impart. So, Eric, would you like to start that? And before I say that, of course, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we love having you.
Thank you. So, yeah, let's get started. So, if you can just relax a little bit and sit back and just begin to breathe. Just let go of the muscles in your stomach and just release your body. Just taking nice natural breaths. Thoughts may come up. Just allow them to move. Just move through your body. Just move out of your body. And just notice. Just notice them move. Just allowing this nice golden energy to come into the top of your head. Just filling your body, moving down. All the way through your throat and your stomach and your back. And your hips, down your legs. Connecting into the earth. Just feeling your body just drop even deeper and relax even deeper. This golden energy as it goes deeper into the center of the earth, just anchoring you. As you allow your heart to open, just the center of your heart to expand more and more. Allowing this energy to clean from head to toe. Just clear out any stagnant energy, It's not serving you. It's bringing in new golden bright energy. And connecting to the love that is you. Just allow yourself to breathe that in and out of your heart, expanding all the way through your body, up and down, just saturating every cell in your system. And setting your intention just to be here, to be present in each moment with this love. With this awareness. With this presence, again, that it is you every moment. Staying with this presence. So just begin to slowly return. Take some nice deep breaths. And just feel your body. And feel yourself.
I'm ready to go to bed. Thank you. But I went for a walk earlier in the wind that Deb was talking about, and I was a little sore. That took away all the pain, so thank you very much.
Good. Yeah, that was really lovely.
Yeah. I'm glad. Thanks. Yeah. That's sweet.
So I thought we'd talk about spring cleaning, and I mean, you guys probably didn't really have much of a winter this year because I think you guys were a lot above the normal temperatures. And we were, you know, quite below the normal temperatures. So North America, or the northern part of us, is finally starting to thaw out. But so, I mean, a few weeks ago, I got an alkaline water filter system. And I had to clean up the area that I was going to be putting in. So I ended up doing a lot of cleaning. And then I'm going actually away on a trip on Wednesday. So I had to get my luggage out. And I have this one storage closet. The only way that I could get my luggage out without dropping also the boxes of pottery that the shelf had broke or had. Anyway, the only way to do that, I had to actually clear out everything in the storage cupboard and then put it all back, which was really great because I've been wanting to do it for like 3 years. And of course, I'm not a great example because like there was physical reasons why I couldn't do it, but I felt so good. Like it's so good to start cleaning up. Like spring cleaning is just such an important part of us moving forward.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like
yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah.
Because it's like we get stagnant. It's like it's not just, you know, it's not just our physical being, but like our house is our home. Like it's our place that, you know, if the home is stagnant as well, like it also adds to, you know, us not, you know, moving forward.
Right. It gives us mixed signals and erroneous signals, you know, to go this way or to move that way or to respond a certain way. And it's like just old information that's been sat on for a long time. And so yeah, we're always confused because our intuition is pulling this one way, and then this old stagnant energy is like kind of directing us the opposite way. And that seems fresher because it's fresher in our system, but it's not useful to follow and to it's better to just slow down when we start to feel like, you know, like I'm headed in the wrong direction, or I'm, you know, like I'm going too fast or whatever the signals might be from just listening to our heart, just listening deep inside when we feel just a little off in any situation.
Right. It's sometimes we don't realize how important it is. Like it's just being aware at all times of, you know, the ways that can stagnate us. Like it's like there's so many different things out there that we just don't realize have an energetic impact on us.
Yeah, so true. I think that's a good point that oftentimes we avoid very specific things that are very obvious to us, you know, that have an impact on us in a negative way, I'll call it. And so then it seems to us like, okay, everything's going good. And then when these other, they're pretty practical or probably everyday things that kind of are kind of tossing us around, and they have control over us as opposed to us, you know, having control of our own life. There's a minimization of that in our minds. Like we just minimize those things or yeah, just, that's just me, or that's just what happens, you know? And those are the things that we want to like pay more attention to, because they're the things that eat at us kind of every day and steer us in the wrong direction, away from ourselves as opposed to into ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect that you said that. I was thinking about how, you know, a lot of the processes that we do is about, you know, turning in towards and facing ourselves and being willing to be with ourselves. But when we have something, you know, in our environment or in our space that we're continually avoiding, it's, you know, we're sabotaging, you know, our ability to, I think, to face things within ourselves, right?
Right. So then it becomes, there's more distance it becomes between me and myself. And so then it becomes more scary, you know, whether it's conscious or not, it's still a fact. It's just how the nature of that works. And so then we just start making guesses, you know, that, you know, I'm not going to go back there because it's too scary, and then so we kind of get stuck kind of in this, just like a little squirrel cage type of thing, you know, where you're just running in circles
on the treadmill
there. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Well, it eats away at our confidence too, right? Like we may have some successes along our journey, and then, you know, we may come home to, you know, clutter or you know, the storage closet that haunts us.
No, that's a great point, because it does. It feels like, you know, we go out and we work and we do these things that, you know, giving good attention to ourselves and sharing with the world and that sort of thing, and then we come home and feel stuck, or we're starting all over again. And so, the key is just to pay attention. Yeah, just to allow ourselves. One, and first and foremost, I would say, is to just give ourselves that just space, yeah, to allow ourselves to be present, to allow ourselves to see really what is right in front of us every moment. And it's not arduous, it's just more like anything else, it's a habit. And then it's one that would be very supported by the universe. And so, yeah, the more we do that, even though we might think, oh, I need to get over here or do this or that, and I'll get to that later. Yeah, so the more challenging it becomes. And so it's now is a good time. you know, is always the best time to start.
Right.
Kind of the only time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And maybe sometimes we might, you know, I think that we can minimize the importance of things. You know, like you're saying, now's the time, but we might think, oh, I'll do it another time. And, or it's not important. It doesn't really matter. I need to work on this project instead, not realizing that it's eating away at us, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. And so one way to do that, like what you just said is, you know, say I need to do this, project instead, or do this first, then I'll get to me. But the thing that is very possible is we can do both those things. So we can work on the project and bring more awareness to ourselves at the same time.
And how, what do you recommend for people when, you know, they do, when something has become so big in their mind that they kind of shut down or get overwhelmed before they even begin, you know, that it's kind of taking control?
So what I'd recommend is, it's like reverse engineering the process. So I'm overwhelmed right now. You know, I could just say that so I'll go into that mode. So I'm overwhelmed. And then, so what I would do is as soon as I notice that, I'll stop. And then I'll just start, just reverse engineering it. Like, you know, what was the step right before this, right before that? And just, and with each of those steps going backwards,
Can you give me an example? Like,
oh, okay. So, say I might feel tired, and I thought, and it might come out of the blue, and so I'll just stop right there, and then I'll just close my eyes, sit down, just relax a little bit, and start, just bringing more my full awareness to that situation, to more the present moment, as opposed to going outside and looking around, like what happened, and so that. So that in itself will start leading me to, you know, like, oh, this, you know, gosh, I didn't even realize I did this and then this and this. And so this got me to where I'm at now, and I'm exhausted and I can't move, and I just, my motivation's, you know, slipping, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so when I can nail it, really, like, here's where it started to go off track right here. Mm-hmm. And then bring my full awareness there, and just to feel that in my body, like what's happening, what's self-sabotaging myself in these moments. And so the willingness to do that as one is very courageous, and because what will probably happen, it'll start eradicating that type of like reaction to the world and to the situations that come up that create those unhealthy patterns for our system, and keeping it small. What would I call that? Like the ceiling is very short, yeah. So it only allows us to expand so far.
Okay.
And it's self-imposed all the time. It's never by anyone else. I mean, we can get feedback from other people, but they're just reflecting back to us what we're doing to ourselves.
Right.
It's making me think. I had been looking up some stuff with regards to sabotaging, and this one woman made it. I mean, she has a PhD, but she made a brilliant point about how, you know, we link pain and pleasure to the same things, like especially when it comes to food, we link pleasure to chocolate, but we also link pain to it because we know that it will eventually, sugar's not good for you. It's not good for your body. It you know, so it causes all these toxic things, but then there's the pleasure principle. So how it, and you sort of mentioned this at the beginning, how it's very confused in our mind that there are two opposing forces when we look at certain things that we tend to sabotage in ourselves. Does that
make sense? Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. So what I would do personally is then go, just feel that in my body, like where is that showing up in my body? And the fascinating thing is that because that will is holding all the magic answers to us, you know, for us and to help us free ourselves. And so, so if we go with the feeling in our body, so that will direct us, to unlocking the kind of the key to the golden castle of us. Because what we do typically, what we'll say is, you know, we'll go to our mind, and then our mind will have, you know, it's very brilliant at sabotaging ourselves. Right. And so we'll come up with some, you know, negative answer or response to ourselves that perpetuates them, then just doing more of what we don't want to do. Right. So if we track with a feeling, and then we can see if something is, then we can see the motivator behind, like, my particular habit that I'm doing over and over again, that's really not serving me, you know, or anything around me, or any of my growth, or whatever I want to call that, you know, expansion, enlightenment, whatever. So then it just keeps us in that same loop.
Yeah.
Because the feeling is like then, this caught and trapped in our body is like like I said, it's very malleable and it dissolves very quick with our presence. So if we just take our presence to that spot, it could be in our stomach, it could be in our head, it could be in our knee, whatever, it doesn't matter. And so it's very powerful to be present with that feeling. But again, if we go to our mind, it's just going to bring up old thoughts and old patterns, not only just from present time and present day, but from all our ancestral, like, habits and parents and all those things from our parents on down to, you know, the beginning of our lineage. And so we're up against that, but our presence can really, see through that, penetrate that and actually release it. Hmm. So most people are trying to figure it out with their mind. You know, how can I stop this? How can I do this or that? And that's a very it's almost a no-win process. We're going to get smarter because we're going to, against ourselves, because we're going to keep feeding information. Like we're going to say that, you know, I'm getting closer, I'm getting better at this. And so when our system hears that, it's like, it doesn't want to be eradicated, those habits, you know, so it comes up with, you know, better ways of kind of almost like tricking ourselves. But if we just go there with our presence to just to be with it, it cannot withstand that. It cannot hold up to our presence, because it's, you know, it's like a let's see, a metaphor, like it's like a parent watching like a kid, like, you know, overeat when they said, you know, don't take more than one bite of the ice cream. But now they're on their 10th bite, you know. and it's not in a punitive way, but it's just more like it's more playful. And when that starts to happen, the energy gets again malleable, and then it will exit our system. Because it knows the option is then to cut it off completely. So if we can play with it, then and make it kind of more, since it is a part of us, but not allow it to control us, and just and make sure that we're crystal clear about that.
And I guess that's the problem, is that as a society, we tend to analyze things. We tend to want to focus mentally instead of feeling.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. We're so groomed at that. And so, but we're never going to win at that game. Ever. Yeah, because the system itself is like it's already one step ahead of us. And so but when we just track with that, with our own presence, it will stop. And then when we're with it, then we can just see it's just energy. It's just a ball of energy. And then again, we can is it ours? No, it's like it's been carried forward again, like in our generational system.
Fascinating.
It's very empowering. It's very effective, and yeah, it's the same for everyone. So it's just tracking with that, and typically at the moment, it's the last thing we want to do because it feels like painful, it feels like frustrating, it feels like we're not doing it right, all those things. But then to go into that, just imagine then how empowering that is, because we're going right into the fire. That and so then when we get there, we realize, wow, this isn't at all what I thought that it was.
Right.
because our mind doesn't want us to go there.
Yeah, it's I'm thinking like it's I'm thinking.
I know.
Right. But it's
so
true.
So tell me, okay, this is good right now. So like, what do you feel about that? Just that notion even.
Go ahead.
Engaging your brain. Just try to like feel. Just try to feel into something in your body that's maybe feels like it's holding you back. Just to, you don't even have to say what it is, but just and just the track the feeling, wherever it is.
A lot of it seems to come from my gut. So like preservation, trying to protect.
Right, right.
And maybe it's like that emptiness feeling, like it's that's what I'm trying to fill like most of the time, I wouldn't say that that's what I feel, but as I'm going into it, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. It's perfect. Yeah, because that's how almost the game of that, so to speak, is that so it may not be present to us all the time, but it's there all the time, and it's getting more and more anchored in our system. And so when we actually visit it, then it feels like, well, it's not that bad. It just kind of comes and goes. But it actually doesn't go. It just starts getting deeper ingrained in our body. And so then, so the story that comes up is like, yeah, I've had this forever and it's getting worse. And I feel, I'm doing everything I can. I'm reading about it. I'm da da da. But it's we're going in the opposite direction. So when we do that, we're giving it more and more power.
Right, because we're trying to figure it out analytically. Because
right, and so that gives all the room in the world for it to keep growing in our system, and it wants it. It gives us a little bit of bait, and so it's a gnaw on in our brain. And meanwhile, it's like taking control of our whole body and our whole system.
And so, recognizing that it's this void or this emptiness or something that I thought I've already dealt with.
Right.
So what do you do then? Like, obviously it's not as painful as it has been, or it's not as painful as I believe intellectually or mentally that it's going to be.
Right.
It's just there.
Exactly. And so, but what happens is then the attention, you start to extract the attention that you give to the mind's idea, or the, especially the habit of the mind's idea.
Right.
Yeah. Like I could say, when I was six, I'm still kind of dealing with this thing when I was, I don't know, just make up something like, oh, I got spanked all the time and I'm still pissed off about that. And that's why I blow up sometimes, and it's like, what the hell, but they sound, our story sounds so romantic and so like this. And it's not to ever minimize it. It's just to listen to sometimes, what people are saying. We can all relate with it on some level, so that's why we don't call someone out on it in the healthiest way. Like love, to me that's the highest love, like to just kind of question someone and to support them in that way, and then it supports us, and then all of a sudden we have this other relationship, this newer, fresher, live relationship that's in real time, And then it's very exciting. Then instead of every time we hook up, typically it's because there's a commonality of stories. And it's this kind of dead, you know, and then I talk about how I'm moving forward and this is great and da da da. And so, but typically I'm going around in a circle and I'm just using different words then.
It's really hard though to support people with that, right?
No, it's not. So that's an awesome story because it's very romantic, right? It's really hard, isn't it, honey? And it's like, yeah, it is. I know. I've been going through it too for the last like 37 years, but it feels like I'm getting better. Then I think, what the hell is that? What do you mean? 37 years and it kind of feels like you're getting better? I mean, are you satisfied with that? I would ask myself.
No.
So that's why it's, you know, like people call that waking up, because of what happened. Literally, we have the choice to wake up to like what is right now. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like no matter what it is that I'm bringing up, there's nothing wrong with that. And so, and there's so much right about it that it trumps everything else. It's just the willingness actually to see what is right now, to feel that, actually more importantly, just feel it in our body, this pain or this ache or whatever that could be. And then we'll talk to us. It'll be extraordinarily clear to us, because whatever it is we're thinking, that's in the past. And what we're feeling in our body is actually right now. And so it's a much more efficient, for one, and it's much more clear because it's in present time.
So would you say, I'm trying to imagine myself.
Sure.
And you know, talking with a friend, and I'm thinking that if I listen to them and think about what they're saying, then there's no way I could respond in a helpful way. I have to feel. I have to stay rooted in my feelings, right? And then I wouldn't be drawn into the story.
Right. And then you can reflect back to them, you know, say you're my friend and I'm kind of like, yeah, your intuition tells you like, you know, I'm really going off the bridge here. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if you brought that up, what you notice is like, you know, I might be kind of pissed off, you know, mm-hmm. just because, wait a minute, our relationship is supposed to work this way. You feel sorry for me and I feel sorry for you. And then we have coffee and then we meet next Wednesday or Tuesday or next year or whatever, you know, but the aliveness about that, actually the burn of the being, you know, upset with each other is very short, because we know that actually that there's really some truth to that. And then pretty soon we know that is the truth. And so those then, being in those kind of connections and relationships, yeah, they just keep feeding more and more of our own awakening. And it's a very rapid process. It's not arduous or like drudgery or anything like that. It's as quick as we want it to be. I mean, just decide to wake up into this present now moment.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's what people think are support groups, right? The ones that get right. Sympathy and, yeah.
Yeah, because then they last forever, and they think, well, shoot, if we don't do this, how are we going to connect, you know? But if one person breaks the cycle in there, it's like, wow, then you see there's myriad of ways, much more just authentic. But I mean by that too, it's just more productive. We have more productive lives and more genuine and full lives, that we don't have to like put out so much energy keep recreating this idea of us, as opposed to just being us.
Right, it creates room to grow, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Endless room to grow. Just like there's no rules, there's no boundaries in how big we can get at all.
Sounds good. Sign me up.
Yeah. So yeah, I would just say that, you know, that so the next time you start to like go to your brain, maybe it's you feel sad or you feel mad or you feel whatever it could be. Just to go in, feel that where that is in your body, and just let yourself be present with it without starting to like create a story. And again, that story actually makes us feel there's a comfort to that, even though it's probably dead wrong. You know what I mean? But we're used to that habit of like, it's like a blanket that we're covering up the real story with. And so it suffices enough to us to feel, okay, that's good enough. And so I don't feel as bad. And so I can kind of keep on going with my day today. But we're only like maybe using maybe an eighth of our, at the most of our true power. To think of, if you just shift it a little bit, yeah, just then pretty soon it just grows on its own, of its own volition, of its own accord, just by the nature of that. Because it takes so much energy for us to hold back the true self.
Yeah, it's really powerful. I mean, it's really... it's empowering because it makes you realize that, like, you have the power. It's these things that feel like they're out of control, that feel like, oh, it's an unconscious belief, or it's, you know, it's a genetic thing, or it's, you know, like we give so many excuses to things, and that somehow makes it okay.
Right. That's, I love that. Yeah. So the, just like what you said, just right there is like very empowering, because there's a deep truth to exactly what you said. And so like, you know, so I just put myself in a listening position, like, I'm Joe Smith or something like that. And I'm hearing what you just said. And I think like, wow, yeah, that is, I can totally relate with that. I'm just telling stories all day long.
Yeah.
Do you know? and I want to get out of this prison. And so it's like, shoot, this is like inspiring to, you know, and so all of a sudden it starts sparking that in everyone around you. And so what happens, it reflects that back to you and you see the response, and then all of a sudden you just get bigger and bigger. And then pretty soon it's the only way that you live. There's no, you're not going to go back and tell a story about it. And you think, cause it's just no, there's no, again, there's no life to that.
So when you go into the feeling and you see its emptiness, instead of saying, oh, that's my abandonment issue, that, you know, da-da-da-da-da, the story that you have, you go, okay, no, this is just an emptiness that I can observe.
Right. And if there is something that shows up there, like abandonment or whatever like that, and so yeah, it's just, we can forgive that. We can forgive whatever's there. And forgive ourselves if we've ever abandoned anyone. So we just do both sides of that, and mm-hmm. so everything's covered. You know, that we're being very authentic in that, and so it kind of cuts any loose strings that might be still hooking us there.
Hmm. Cool.
Right, because we don't want to pretend that there's nothing there, right? We don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't want to just blow it off. But so if there's something there and you know it, and so maybe say maybe my father, like maybe he swatted me or whatever, and you know, maybe I was 10 or whatever, and so then so that kind of, it just almost genetic thing where it's just passed on, you know, so that wouldn't happen, he wouldn't have just invented that, you know, for me, you know. But we think that in our brains, we think that, no, that just happened just because it was me, you know, and there's something wrong with me because, you know, why would he do that otherwise? But it's just something that's passed on generationally. So what we're doing, so for me, this is just forgiving that in him, because so he's passed the same traits on to me. And so I know that if I don't like stop that, then it would just keep going on. It would perpetuate itself and just keep going on from generation to generation. But it's cool when you realize that that you stepped in and said, "There's okay, there's no more. This is not going to happen anymore." Whatever that could be in anybody's life, you know, but there's something that's not life-giving. Right. And then you're supported by the whole universe.
And then also you're hopefully stopping that genetic pattern of passing that on to your children.
Yeah. Right in its tracks. As soon as you stop it, it doesn't have any juice. It's not being fed anymore by this. Because why it continues is it's not being brought to light. And so it's kind of an underground thing that just keeps getting passed on, thinking this is how it works, you know? But if I brought something up, you know, say I was out to dinner with a whole bunch of people and I just talked about it in that way. I said, "Oh yeah, by the way, I got to get home because my dad spanks me around 10 o'clock and hits me and kicks me out of the house. And so I'll catch you guys tomorrow." You know? Yeah. I mean, think how crazy that would sound. But it's just happening all over the world, you know?
Well, this is some good spring cleaning.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's just,
Cleaning our stories, getting our stories straight.
Uh huh. And to make it, when we bring the light into that, and that's what I say. I guess when I say make it lighter, it's not to minimize it, but it's really what I just mean by bringing light into it. Bringing our own light into the matter, and then it's more than empowering. It's just it's immeasurable. It's not something you can measure. It's so potent,
and it makes us feel full of possibilities, right? And
absolutely, it just grows on itself. I mean, all you have to do is take the first step and start to jump into that, and just go into that, and just being clear with yourself, and that's it. And so when that starts happening, it just, you're not going to go back the other way, you know?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, now that we've, cleaned up our stories and we've figured out how to get into some of our projects around our house, what about addressing the energy in our house? Like, I know when we do address things that we've left undone, that in itself will change the energy in our environment. But what kind of things can we do to kind of spring clean, our environment, just visualizing energetic?
Okay. Know. Yeah. So you mean say you go into your house and you want to clean, make sure your front room's clean and all your house is cleaned out and that sort of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Energetically speaking, not physically speaking. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would just set the intention to, clear. You can just sit upstairs or wherever, whatever you're talking about as far as rooms and that sort of thing. And just use a tornado looking, just white energy. And just start to set your intention on clearing out any old energy, stagnant energy, and bringing in brilliant white light into the area in mm-hmm. the basement. So just kind of just sweep through it really quick. And again, the intelligence of its own we'll just pick up all the stuff that you already intended it to do. And so I would just go room by room, and that helps us close the connection. So it'll just kind of run on its own. So just capture each place that you want to, or insert that into your intention when you say that.
Nice.
Yeah. Cause it's all those things are so easy because they're very natural, they're very organic, and the energy itself wants to be to serve you. Yeah, it's at the highest level.
And we don't have to overthink it, right?
On the contrary. Yeah, it's very simple. Yeah. If I just say, like, I want, you know, if I'm going to someone's house and it feels a little off to me before I get in there, then I'm just commanding it to, like, just be clear of all, like, negative energy. And, yeah, every room that I walk into before I walk into it, and it's done. And so then I just drop it. So it's just, again, it's like our trust level starts to go up that, yeah, things are always working out for our highest good. And so again, it's simplified. It's just, I think that's what, that I'm trying to do more than anything. It's just the message that a lot of people give out. There's so many steps to it, that to doing this or doing that. And it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. Those things, you can keep adding on things as, you know, the more fun you want to have. So that's up to you.
I like to have fun.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you think that, I mean, just like that, you know, so it's probably true for everyone, and they just don't know how to get all the way there. But usually, like, the ideas are holding us back, you know, our own ideas are what are people going to think about me if I do this? And I don't really care. I mean, you know, because they'll think about me for about a minute, they'll go back to the stories again. You know, that's their addiction.
Right. I think a lot of it too, though, isn't it, you know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you have that, you know, that connection, you know, with the universe and within yourself to, just to believe that when you say, you command the room to be clear, that it will be.
Right. So the step there is just like, just doing it, right? Just, so you have to show, or I, whoever, it's like, I need to take the first step. You know, I need to jump into the pool, you know? And right. So once you do that, it's like, then it goes way beyond beliefs. It's just, then you know, like, you know how things work. You know how you work. You know who you are, kind of in a whole different realm, like this much more potent and powerful than beliefs. And so these little beliefs that we have are keeping us very small in relationship to who we genuinely are.
Right.
And so one way to actually help unhook ourselves is if you're telling yourself about how you are, or I can't do this because X, you know. So just insert, like, yeah, I'm really small and I'm just weak and I can't do much and, you know, and I'm loving it. Because basically that's what we're saying. So you might as well be truthful about it the whole way through. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't be doing it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so just have fun with it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, but we make it really heavy. And then, so then the more heavy we make it, the better our story gets, you know. We even, some people look up words to make it better. Better words than I'm using now. I should use this word. It sounds even more sexy, you know. And that'll hook even more people in.
What can we say, or how can we support the people that really do care about what other people think? Like, when that's part of their story of belittling themselves, it's like they're always anxious about what people are thinking about them. Like, I don't really get it, but I know that there are a lot of people that do. I mean, I get it to some extent. I get, you know, I don't like, you know, I want people to like me. So I, you know, I do certain things to do that. But I mean, I have, you know, people that I know that, like, are just so preoccupied with what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. So, like what I talked about a little bit earlier. So say you're working with someone, you're talking with them in that vein. And so I would have them, just feel in their body where that comes up. If I'm talking to you and I say, like, yeah, that feeling of, like, I'm disliked, or I'm not loved, I'm not this or that. So there'll be one spot typically it will lodge in someone's body. And it'll move too, and that's fine. So if you tell people, it might move somewhere, but just track with that and show me where that is. And again, like, if you could support people and just being with that present. And when the story comes in, just let that go by, but stay with the feeling in the body and just to be present with that feeling in the body. And if there's anything that shows up, and it probably will, have the courage just to forgive whatever they either imagine or is true, you know, for them. It doesn't really matter, because it's sending out the same information, the same data into the system. And so it's not to minimize it if something did happen at all, but it's just to really to start loving ourselves, and that's the first step.
Right.
And then it starts freeing up all that other energy this circulating in our system that is just kind of making us and supporting us being like small, and then hiding from these ideas, and then not bringing them into the light. And when we do, just, you know, to reassure the person too try it once, and just notice like what the feedback is. How does your body feel now? Just by releasing that, by just being present with that, because again, like it can't withstand the presence, the pure presence of you or me, the story that's lodged in my system or in my brain. Yeah, because you're shining light on this darkness. This really there to help us again, like expand and become the light and the awakening, and to do that. And so it's that's part of the mechanism that anyone that has gone through that process, it'll be something similar to that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got about 8 minutes left. Is there any type of meditation or support that you can give us to sort of tie all of this stuff together so that we maybe see it or feel it? Let's go with the feeling of it.
Yeah. So I'll do like a meditation and then connect out to everyone that's listening help them feel like more confident and comfortable and safe in like seeing things in themselves and feeling and nurturing themselves in that way, just by going to the feeling in their body. When a story comes up, maybe like, oh, you know, they get told, you know, yeah, that, you know, you did a pretty good job, but not that good. So then they, you know, they have reaction to that. So wherever the reaction lands in their body, just go to that, you know, to that spot, and just stick with that feeling and be present with it. And just, you could tell yourself, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to abandon you. And so again, that it breaks the pattern, and it breaks the hold that it has on you.
Nice.
Yeah. And so what I'll do is, just to help open people up to that and to make it a little smoother, help open pathways in the mind, so it can release that, and also the motivation to connect with their feeling body. Yeah, so they can, because most of the time people are in so much pain, they're afraid to connect with that, and so the outcome is actually a lot more. It lessens the pain so much more that it's like a miracle. So then people, that would be their first go-to spot. Instead of going to their brain, they'll go to their, they'll feel it in their body. Where is it aching?
Right.
Yeah. So what I'll do is, like I said, I'll just go through there and then kind of just create pathways for that to happen when people feel like they're in a jam, or they're upset, or they don't feel good enough, and all those things. I'll cover all that.
Perfect.
It'll take about 5 minutes at the most.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So if everybody can relax and just, set the intention to, let yourself just be free and just let yourself feel what you feel. And just begin to breathe. Just breathe in the love that you are. just to allow the tension to drop, just to melt away. Allow yourself to know that you're pure, unconditional love. No matter what your mind says, no matter what ideas that you have, that you are pure, unconditional love, all the way through, from head to toe, and way out around your body as well, supporting you in every moment, just to be with your beautiful self, your amazing self. So moving forward, if you come up against a challenging situation, just call this moment back that we're all doing this meditation together. And call on the love that's right here, now. And let that love ignite your love. Bring all this love into your body, deeper into your mind, and then anchoring this to the center of the earth. So at your own pace, just breathe and just come back and just feel yourself, feel your heart.
Wow. Good show.
That was great.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I had really crazy visualization. When you first started, I was like, you know, out in the universe, you know, filled with golden light, kind of just, you know, floating. And then when I connected in, you know, with my gut, with how I was feeling, it was like I sank to the bottom of the ocean and I had gravity boots on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and that's really like, good. Yeah.
I'm like, and then I'm just, and well, and I was a rabbit. Who can apparently breathe underwater. Like, yeah, what, you know, now what do I do? And I just went back to feeling, and it was like I just floated up and I was, you know, water skiing, you know, like having fun.
Yeah, it's a great metaphor, and just that picture you described is so is so true. Like that, so then we just get better and better at that. It just is just more spontaneous is the first thing that we go to, as opposed to the other, our old way of being the storyteller kind of.
Right.
And it's very naturally, like, we then things become more just organic, very fun, just playful, and just the simplicity it always comes to mind. And so when it starts to get, when you start feeling things get complicated or our story starts to manifest and starts to complicate things, then we know we're kind of heading down a dead end road. And yeah, so then this is nice to maybe go back in, just take some breaths like you did. And then just, it keeps awakening that in you that's free, that's playful, that's very awake and enlightened.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you very much again.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart with about... You've been listening to the News with Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters with Eric Altman. All right. We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.